Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I always like to say, go to durangobusiness.org and check out all of our upcoming programs. And one of our upcoming programs is Durango Rocks. I have Kim Euler from the Chamber. So how are you, Kim? Are you ready to rock?
I am. I'm doing well, Jack. It'll be a fun night on Wednesday, April 28th.
And I just want to give you a big shout out because you have done incredible work behind the scenes. You know, we bring you on in December and said, oh yeah, by the way, put this together. So awesome job and working with BCI. So how do people, let me start there. How do people get, I'm going to say, quote unquote, tickets to the event?
Well, this year, since we weren't able to do the annual live event that's usually in January, we're doing it a little bit differently. So this year it's a virtual event due to the pandemic, but all you have to do is go to durangobusiness.org and you can register. It's completely free. We'll send you a link to the event and you can watch it from your living room.
Oh, very cool. And it's simple, durangobusiness.org, right at the top of the page, click on it, and you can get your quote-unquote reservation.
That's right. And, you know, I just want to shout out to our sponsors, because without their support, we wouldn't be able to offer it for free. So huge thank you to Morgan Stanley, Durango Motor Company, First Southwest Bank, Durango Herald, BCI Media, the payroll department, ASAP accounting and payroll, and the Bank of Colorado. We really appreciate all their support to bring this to the entire community.
Yeah, and I'm gonna continue to shout out Fort Lewis College, La Plata Electric Association, Mercy Regional Medical Center, Purgatory Resort, Skyview Casino and Resort, and TBK Bank also are enhanced level members, and that's part of their package, so shout outs, but yeah. Thank you to all the sponsors, because without their support, we couldn't do this complimentary, so to speak.
That's right. So it's been a fun project to work on, and I think the night's going to be a lot of fun to celebrate the community. You know, we've got a lot of wonderful businesses that did some great things over the past year, you know, even community leaders, nonprofits. So it's a way to really celebrate our business and our community.
Absolutely. Well, let's run through the list, because I think it's important to give shout outs to all the finalists. So in Business of the Year, who are our finalists?
Durango Electrical Services, First Southwest Bank, and the Strader Hotel.
Awesome. They've all have done incredible stuff. Another category is Small Business of the Year.
And that's American General Media, Durango Premier Vacation Rentals, Honeyville, and Honey House Distillery.
So who's the recipient? Just kidding.
Can't tell you just yet.
And we also have incredible, incredible nonprofits. And again, so many stepped up. And who are our nonprofits?
Yeah, the nominees are Housing Solutions for the Southwest, Parker's Animal Rescue, and Region 9 Economic Development. And for each category, we're going to be talking about the business and what they've done over the past year or years. And so it's a great way to learn more about these businesses and what they've been doing.
Yeah. And then we have the Ed Moreland Entrepreneur of the Year. And, you know, a lot of these businesses, you start somewhere, and we have incredible entrepreneurs in this community. And who are our finalists this year?
Claire Atkinson with Roll E-Bike, Aaron Neer with Muni Revs, and Matt Hoagland with Oxford Financial Planners.
Huh. Again, you know, and so what I like is the variety of, when I'm looking at the list, whether it's, you know, from the business, small business and entrepreneur, it's such a wide range of different types of businesses and categories. Now, the diplomats are our ambassadors, and they do their own award and Spirit of Durango. And I'm looking at the list. So who are the Spirit of Durango finalists?
Purgatory Resort, Orr House Restaurant, and the Yellow Carrot.
Oh, And are we going to get samples from, you know, from those, you know, just saying.
Well, actually, we are partnering with local restaurants for that evening specifically. And so we're encouraging everyone to go out to your favorite restaurant and get takeout, even a to-go cocktail. That's kind of a fun new thing that the pandemic offered us this year. I guess that's like kind of a glasses half full, so to speak. Sorry for the pun. But you know, you can get this great food and, you know, great cocktails. So we have a list of partner restaurants on our website as well. And they're offering specials for the night of April 28th. So you can, you know, enjoy some, you can make it a really special night. You can enjoy some food. You can kick back, you know, on your couch and watch this awards event and just celebrate the community overall.
Yeah. And along with along with the Of the Year awards, we also have Citizen of the Year, the Morley Ballantyne Award, Leadership La Plata Barbara Conrad Award, YPOT or Young Professional of Durango of the Year Award, Bill Mishaw Volunteer of the Year, and Outstanding Contribution, and of course, our Diplomat of the Year Award. And along with those, we have some surprises. Since you're the director, producer, extraordinaire of this year's Durango Rocks, are we able to say, you know, a special appearance by anything? Or do we want to just tease it as that?
No, we've got some special things going on, something fun and different that we're not usually able to provide, you know, during the live event. So we wanted to make it extra special. So we've partnered with Stillwater Music. So if you tune in at 5:45 on April 28th, you can listen to some fantastic local music. So they have some high school kids that are playing some like fun rock, funk, pop music. We also have an a cappella vocal ensemble. And then we have an adult band that's going to be playing some music as well. And so, you know, it's a great variety of local bands, you know, through Stillwater Music. And we just so appreciate all the great talent that we have here. And so it's a way to celebrate that as well. And, you know, of course, if you feel so inclined, you know, it's always nice to give them a little donation. We'll have a button that you can just click and, you know, donate to Stillwater Music. It's a fantastic organization that really supports, you know, young talent and even, you know, promotes music, you know, all the way up through adult age too. And so it's a great program to support here in the community.
And what time is the music going to start? Early, so people can log on and tune in, or will the music start at 6? Will it start at, you know, 5:45? What time do people log in?
Well, if you can log in at 5:45, that's when the music starts. It's kind of a pre-party. And so you'll see the actual, you know, the band on the screen. And so you can watch them play and listen to their great music. You know, get your takeout ready to go and enjoy your to-go cocktail from your local restaurant and just have a fun evening.
Well, you know, and I think that, you know, watch parties, I know a lot of the different, you know, finalists are talking about doing watch parties. We've encouraged people, especially, you know, to go to one of the restaurants, as you mentioned, and you can pick up something to go and, yeah, do a watch party. And in spite of 2020 and the pandemic, this is a great opportunity, as you said, to celebrate some incredible things that were accomplished, you know, over the last year, you know. And I always joke and say, I always thought pivot was a term for basketball. Well, now it's a term for, you know, what we all had to do last year. I'm going to run through real quick pre-awards, restaurant specials from the Yellow Carrot, Birds, El Moro, Spirits and Tavern, 11th Street Station, Grassburger, May Palace, Old Timers Cafe, Seasons, Rotisserie and Grill, and Steamworks. And that list is on our website again. You can check those all out. And I just want to, you know, again, extend a big thank you, because our community really knows how to step it up in order celebrate successes and again, to help one another. And again, we highly encourage people just to go ahead and get to go, you know, and restaurants are opening up. We got the bump out. So anyway, I'm excited.
So Jack, I have a question for you. You've been doing this for what, 15 years, right?
I can't even keep track anymore.
So what's your favorite part about the awards event?
Pardon me?
What's your favorite part about the awards event?
My bad jokes. Well, you know, no, my favorite part is every year I walk out of Durango Rocks after that, and just, I feel so good about our community. I really do. It's like, wow, all the things that are talked about with the businesses, you know, and what they accomplished and what they do for the community. And I feel blessed to live in Durango, honestly. It, you know, pulls on my heartstrings, and I celebrate how much we have, and you know, you get bogged down in the daily grind, and all of a sudden you look around and you're going, you know, these businesses were so fortunate. You know, the scenery is wonderful here, but it's the people and the businesses to make Durango special, and you know, no pun intended, but it's what makes Durango rock. And so that truly is the best part about it, and just celebrating, you know, the events for the community, about the community. And it's a lot of reflection, and I'm happy to reflect on some positiveness. You know, because you stop and think, yeah, what the heck was positive last year? Well, there was quite a bit, and we're going to find out more about it on the 28th and tuning in at 5:45. So, and again, my bad jokes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the awards event without that, Jack, I have to say.
Well, you know, I have to be honest, you know I get annoying, I'm sure, with some of the meetings. So I've had many Zoom meetings where I do something, you know, and people are just kind of letting, they just start cracking up. I'm like, come on, people, we've got to laugh. I had a meeting with our task force the other day, and we all were laughing about something. I don't remember what it was. And Emily Meisner with the Alliance said, isn't it great to hear laughter in the meeting? You know, and not this so serious as we're ramping things down. So, yeah, get your tickets, do the RSVP, get your food from one of our restaurant sponsors. Run through the list, if I didn't catch you off guard, with our sponsors one more time that are helping put this on.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge shout out to Morgan Stanley, Durango Motor Company, First Southwest Bank, the Durango Herald, BCI Media, the Payroll Department, ASAP Accounting and Payroll, the Bank of Colorado, Fort Lewis College, La Plata Electric Association, Mercy Regional Medical Center, Purgatory Resort, Sky Ute Casino and Resort, and TBK Bank. Thank you so much for helping us create this event and allowing everybody to attend for free. And you know what, Jack, there's one other thing that we haven't mentioned about the awards. We have a special presentation, speaking of laughter. Everybody loves Snowdown, especially me. I love Snowdown. I look forward to the event every year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do it for the past, you know, couple years, or the past year, because of the pandemic. And so we've partnered with them, and they've got a special presentation that they're doing during the awards event. So everybody should tune in. It's always a good time.
Always a good time. And we even have a outstanding contribution award for someone special and near and dear to the chamber. So anyway, Durango Rocks all coming up, 5:45, tune in, hear some music from Stillwater. DurangoBusiness.org is where you go to get your tickets. So, Kim, thanks for joining me, and thanks again for everything you do.
Thanks. It's been a lot of fun, Jack.
Yep. All right. Well, I don't even know how to wrap this up. Jack Lowell with the Chamber of Commerce. And thanks for tuning in.